Since 1901, Limbach has been laying the foundation for a better world through the design, installation, and maintenance of MEP systems. This podcast takes a deep dive into our business, the evolution of Limbach throughout the years, and the people that are essential to moving us forward. Listen in as co-hosts Kate Mystery and James Swanson explore Limbach's culture, legacy, and the stories that have shaped Limbach's footprint as a leader in the industry. Welcome to Limbach Unlocked. I'm your host, James Swanson. And at Limbach, our mission is to drive innovation and operational excellence in building systems. So today we're diving into a topic that's rapidly transforming our industry, and that's the growing role of AI in building management and data center infrastructure. So you've probably seen some headlines, you know, according to Utility Dive, data centers alone could account for 44% of U.S. electric load growth by 2028, potentially using up to 9% of the country's power by 2030. So that's massive in itself. And today I'm joined by two great voices from within Limbach to break all of this down. First up, Christos Roussi, our SVP and CIO. Christos leads data, tech, and innovation across the board. And Ryan Larkin, a data center account executive in Ohio with deep insights from the field, especially with our mission-critical customers. So let's just start with an introduction and topic opening here, guys. Christos, Ryan, just perhaps you could start by introducing yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your role here at Limbach. Christos, I'll start with you.
Great. Thanks, James, and welcome everyone. As my role as CIO, I lead our technology strategy across the organization, which includes IT operations, cybersecurity, data and analytics, business applications, and innovation through emerging technologies. A key part of my focus is identifying and applying new technologies that not only enhance how we operate internally, but also elevate how we serve our customers, positioning Limbach as a true strategic partner in the industry.
Go ahead, Ryan. I'll kick it to you.
Yeah, I'm Ryan Larkin. I'm an account executive at Limbach. I work with customers across the mission critical space, but I spend most of my time working with hyperscale data centers.
So let's get into the first segment here and talking about what we're seeing, the state of AI in building operations. Christos, I'll start with you here. Let's just get into this. You're immersed in tech every day. Where are you seeing AI making the biggest moves right now?
Yeah, I think right now AI, there's a lot of talk around AI and the misconceptions of what AI is. AI really has been around for quite some time, whether it's machine learning or other ways of automating, you know, data responses. What we're seeing now more is, you know, a more use case for AI and how to get to market faster. But before we get into, you know, AI, I really like to break it down into kind of three areas, which really helps us understand what AI is and where exactly it's going. First and foremost, AI is changing building operations. Instead of reacting to problems, we're moving to predictive and prescriptive strategies. AI can flag issues before they become failures. It's about resilience, optimization, especially in data centers. Second, uptime has never been more critical. Downtime doesn't just disrupt operations, it can pause the entire AI decision-making process, where speed is often essential. That is why data centers are becoming even more vital, and why optimizing them for uptime and performance is now mission critical. Think about it. Any downtime could essentially pause the machine of AI, halting complex decision-making pipelines where every millisecond counts. That's a huge financial and operational hit for any business. And then finally, to kind of close our three-pronged approach here, balancing innovation with inherent security and AI integration. Of course, innovation must be matched with responsibility. In addition to driving advancement, I'm always evaluating everything through a security lens for both Limbach and our customers. The industry mindset has shifted. Security can no longer be an afterthought. It must be built into every layer of our approach. The key is striking the right balance between innovation and protection to ensure a sustainable, long-term transformation.
And Ryan, from your perspective, you know, especially working closely with customers in data centers, healthcare, education, You know, how are you seeing the shift to AI play out on the ground? What are some of the opportunities and challenges that you're helping them navigate?
Yeah, so for the past few years, I've been supporting our top customers in Central Ohio, both in greenfield construction of AI center data centers, as well as retrofitting existing data centers to accommodate AI servers. Honestly, it's been a massive transformation. AI servers generate way more heat, so old cooling systems don't cut it. And we're seeing projects now that are scaling up to 300 megawatts of electrical capacity. And that's 3 to 4 times what we were seeing just a few years ago. And it's not just about scale. Customers are asking, how do we get more from what we already have? AI helps them optimize existing infrastructure. So smarter chillers, predictive maintenance, real-time system tweaks. And it's not just for new builds. We're applying AI to aging infrastructure as well.
So Ryan, let me get this straight then. AI isn't just about future-proofing. It's about solving today's pain points as well.
Yep, exactly. Energy costs, uptime demands, sustainability goals. AI really helps tackle all of it. We've had universities optimize HVAC systems campus-wide with no comfort sacrifice. Hospitals using AI to flag critical equipment issues before they happen. We are no longer really in the early stages with AI. It's live and it's working.
So Christos, you know, with your experience in internal and external IT, what are the big shifts you're seeing with AI in building operations, especially around data centers?
Yeah, you know, AI is really now being used to optimize everything from cooling and power distribution to network stability and security systems. Before things were manual. Now we're doing things in a more automated way, really leveraging data and giving us proper insights and decision-making power. It's not just about collecting the data anymore. We have mounds and mounds of data in the past that really was unleveraged. It's about how can we leverage AI to interpret all this data for real-time operations and really anomalies, and how we can predict equipment failures well before a human ever could or even couldn't. We would be reactive. This isn't just predictive analytics. It's pushing us towards a truly proactive, even prescriptive maintenance model. The industry's changing in how we do business. That's a massive shift from the old costly break-fix mindset where you only act after something went wrong. Now, AI enables continuous optimization, driving unprecedented levels of efficiency, reliability, and energy savings in these critical environments. We are truly shifting how we do work.
So we're talking about this cycle, right, where AI needs uptime and AI helps create that uptime. Ryan, from your side working directly with our customers, what's resonating most with them about this AI shift?
It's a great question. The top two things I'm hearing about are uptime and operational costs. Many of our customers have tight budgets, aging infrastructure, and they're asking, how do we get more out of what we already have? And AI really is the answer. So we're seeing customers implement AI-driven optimization in cooling systems, power distributions, even in security. So the best part is that it doesn't require a huge upfront investment. You can start with one facility, see real ROI, and then scale. And to, you know, bring this to life a little bit, we had one university use AI across its campus HVAC systems, and they saw energy savings without sacrificing comfort. A hospital system used AI to preemptively flag risks in equipment used in critical care. The technology works, and it works across scales, whether you're running a 100-year-old facility or a brand new one.
We've talked about the what in that first section, so let's transition to the why. And why is this important and beneficial to our customers? Christos, from an innovation perspective, why is adopting AI so crucial for our customers today?
Yeah, thanks, James. So I think, you know, let me put my CIO hat on for a second here, and let's talk about AI as a whole and, you know, my role in enabling technology for business, Limbach and our customers. The why really starts with pure speed and future-proofing. Our customers today, whether it's a data center, hospital, university campus, they're all operating at an incredible pace. The market demands quicker responses, faster turnarounds, and less downtime than ever before. If they're not innovating and moving fast, they fall behind. So again, we have to leverage AI to continue the pace of the industry. AI is absolutely crucial because it lets us all move at that speed. It shifts us from just reacting to problems to really prescribing solutions faster, as mentioned before. Think about avoiding a major outage in a data center or a critical system failure in a hospital. That's real-world high-speed impact. That is how AI is helping us speed up those changes and allowing us to evolve as the industry changes. Beyond resilience, though, AI gives us insights into energy, performance, and maintenance patterns that were simply invisible before. You know, we talked about the what before, and in the why, it's the same. We need to access our data faster. We have data in different repositories, different systems. We need to find a way to automate it so that we can get a full lens of our business through data automation and AI. We need the engine to help us accelerate our solutions to market. We need to ensure that we as providers can help our customers stay ahead in their own fast moving environments. It's about empowering them and us to make real-time, smarter decisions for operational excellence. It's really a blend of cost savings, operational improvement, environmental impact. The why seems to touch every part of customer strategy. That's why we view it as a transformation, not a technology.
Ryan, kicking it to you, same question, you know, from a business perspective, why is adopting AI so crucial for our customers today?
Yeah, I mean, the short answer is ROI. So energy savings alone can be huge. When we, you know, fine-tune AI systems, you can start to cut utility bills. And if it helps prevent one, you know, just one critical failure or emergency call, the cost avoidance is real. But there's more. People on the ground feel the difference. Facility teams aren't just chasing alarms around or, you know, reacting all day. They're focused on higher value work. I think that's a big morale boost. Plus, it feeds right into ESG and sustainability goals. AI helps manage demand, optimize loads, reduce carbon footprint. It's not just smart business. It's the right thing to do.
Okay, guys, let's shift to the third segment here. And we're going to talk about how we're leveraging this emerging technology now. So let's give some examples and let's make it practical. So for facility directors or really any customer listening, what's the actual path forward? Christos, where should people begin?
This is the fun part. We talk about the why and the what. It all sounds important, right? Well, how the heck do we do it? That's really where the how takes shape. And in my view, it all begins with data. As I mentioned before, it all starts with data. We have a lot of data. We run our business from data. Everything we do produces data. Before we can talk about AI, though, we need solid, structured asset data to work with. If that data doesn't exist or isn't organized, it's worth taking the time to perform an asset assessment or a walkthrough. Let's collect everything. Let's organize. Let's put everything in a place where we can consume it. Get your arms around what you have. You can't optimize what you don't measure, and AI thrives on clean, reliable data. Even utility bills hold a goldmine of insight on top of our asset data. When we tie energy trends back to actual equipment performance, it reveals exactly where AI can have an impact. From there, my advice is simple. Start small, scale smart. Don't try to transform everything at once. Identify a key system, a chiller, plant, an air handler, or even one building where there's opportunity, and build from there. Focus on areas with tangible ROI, like reducing energy waste or preventing critical equipment failures. Those early wins build momentum and demonstrate the immediate value to both yourself, your team, and your stakeholders. This isn't just an IT initiative. People think AI, people think data, they think, oh, IT can handle it. This is a strategic business decision that requires seamless collaboration between tech, operations, facility management teams. everyone has a piece in the puzzle. It needs to be in order for this to be successful. It needs to go from the folks turning the wrenches to financial leadership. Breaking down these silos is key, and a big part of our role is to make the technology accessible. You don't need a PhD in AI. You just need business to map with tech. We provide intuitive dashboards, actionable insights, and systems our own field teams are trained to use. So then our customers can focus on the same outcomes, not complexity. And looking ahead, the next frontier is AI-powered digital twins, virtual replicas of our building systems that allow us to simulate performance, stress test scenarios, and optimize operations in real time. But again, we need to start with the data we have at hand. We need to start with ensuring that our data is optimized in a way that we can make these predictions. Here at Limbaugh, we're making sure our customers don't just keep up with the future, they shape it. And our goal is to start small and scale fast.
Thanks, Chris. That was really good insight. Ryan, same question to you. You know, talking about that path forward, where should our customers begin? Where should they be looking?
On the customer side, the conversation almost always starts with pain points, whether that's persistent downtime, energy spikes, maybe staff stretched too thin. We really help identify those low-hanging fruit opportunities. And what's exciting is that business value shows up really fast, but it has to be grounded in how these systems actually work. I spent a lot of time talking about the mechanical side. So oversized chillers that short cycle, VAV boxes that drift out of calibration, sequence operations that haven't been updated in years. So we're not just saying, let's plug in AI. We're looking at how systems are configured, how they respond under real world conditions, and where smarter control logic can unlock better performance. Things like balancing load across equipment, optimizing outside air intake, or catching erratic valve behavior early. The return on investment's clear, lower utility bills, fewer emergency service calls, longer equipment life, and empowered facility teams who can work proactively instead of reactively. We've seen customers in higher ed, healthcare, and other sectors achieve 10 to 15% more efficiency. And once they see those early wins, it creates momentum. It might start with one campus, one hospital wing, or one central plant, but from there, it really starts to scale. Our role is to make sure that the growth is sustainable and aligned with the customer's long-term goals, whether that's resilience, sustainability, or cost control.
So through our discussion thus far, it's clear that we're not just talking about AI as a buzzword, but we're talking about real practical and scalable solutions. So whether you're managing a century-old campus or a brand-new facility, Limbaugh is ready to help you turn your building into a smarter, more resilient asset. Let's put a close on this, guys, and just kind of focusing on the last segment here and some key points as we bring today's episode to a close. Christos, from your perspective as CIO, what do you want our audience to take away from this conversation?
Yeah, AI is a game changer, plain and simple. Whether it's increasing uptime in data centers, improving energy efficiency in hospitals, or enabling smarter maintenance strategies across campuses, the impact is real and it's measurable. And what's most exciting, this isn't just for new construction or high-tech facilities. There are tools we can apply today across aging infrastructure to help building owners operate smarter, more efficiently, and more sustainably. I think, we need to start small and scale fast, as I mentioned before. It's here. It's not going anywhere. We need to, take ownership and really move the needle forward by leveraging this new emerging technology.
Ryan, what's standing out most from your work with customers in this space?
For me, I think what really hits home is the practicality of it all. We're helping customers deploy solutions that deliver real ROI, cost savings, system reliability, and better performance without needing to rip and replace their infrastructure. It's about identifying where the biggest impact can be made and really just building momentum from there.
So let's just recap some of the key takeaways quickly. First off, AI is transforming building operations by improving efficiency, reliability, and sustainability. You've heard Ryan and Christos mention that throughout this entire episode. And then practical strategies are available today. There's no need for a full, you know, system overhaul to get started, as Ryan mentioned as well. Results are tangible, scalable, and increasingly expected in today's facilities landscape. So if today's episode got you thinking about how to bring AI into your building operations, we encourage you to take the next step. Visit limbachinc.com, limbachinc.com to, you know, schedule a consultation with our team. Check out past episodes, including our deep dive on data centers, and explore resources to help you start your own AI journey. So Christos, Ryan, thank you guys both so much for a great conversation. And thank you all for tuning into this episode, and we'll see you next time on Limbach Unlocked.